Hi guys, welcome to episode number 29 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How's your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. If you have any questions at all, you can email us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You can remain anonymous if you want, or you can share your business information and we'll be happy to share it with our listeners. Today we actually got some questions inside our Facebook group, so we're gonna go ahead and answer them here today. I'll tell you more about it in just a second. If you want to join the Facebook group, it's totally free. It's a place where, you know, we support you and we give you inspiration and knowledge to build a successful fashion business. It's completely free. I'll leave a link in the description, but it's called Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. You can look us up on Facebook. Also, if you're looking for tools and principles to help you in your fashion business, you should check out our Etsy store, Gitana Styling. I'll leave a link too. And if you want more support with these principles and tools, you can actually join our Fashion Business Online Incubator program, which is a 10-week program where we guide you with these principles and workbooks that we have prepared for you. And each week we work in a different area in your business, so by the end of the 10 weeks you are organized and you have a plan and you can have a profitable business. So I'll leave a link below too in case you're interested. So What else? If you want to support our work, please consider, you know, giving a virtual coffee with the coffee account. I'll leave that link below too as well. So enough chit-chat, let's get into the matter. Today I want to share with you actually 10 tools that I use personally to stay focused in times of chaos. Inside our Facebook group, we've been getting a lot of messages, and also on Instagram, where people are asking, you know, how do you keep yourself focused? There's so much going on in the world. There's so much stress. There's so many things happening. How do you stay focused and inspired to keep going in business? So I completely understand. I know that normally in life, we already have a lot of stuff going on. Sometimes we go through seasons with family members or diseases or something in particular, moves, right? And now it's like we have that life and then we have all the stuff happening around us in the world, right? And if you are in a particular area where there's a lot of stuff going on, I mean, even more, right? So what I want to do today is just share with you 10 tools that help me take care of myself and keep myself inspired throughout this process, because we do have a responsibility, right, with ourselves, with our families, with our customers, right? And also it's super important to stay active and working, because that's the only way we can actually help, right? And if we're not in a good place, right, and we're not strong and we're not in a good mindset, we can't help others. So hopefully this will help you. If anything, just let me know, send me a message. I'll be happy to keep sharing even more ideas with you. So let's get started. My first idea or tool is motivational videos. And I know motivational videos are not a cup of tea, you know, might not be your cup of tea. But I want you to expand your horizons and not only think about, you know, the motivators or the gurus that go ahead and put these videos together, right? If that works for you, that's amazing. But if it doesn't, you know, think about other kinds of motivational videos, such as maybe a spiritual video, right? Or maybe a religious video, or maybe someone, an entrepreneur that you love and you love what they're doing and you follow them. Listening to those kinds of videos, even if it's a 5-minute video, a 10-minute video, changes your mindset, right? It gets you inspired. It gets you in a place where you can start dreaming and get creative. And that's what we want. We want to take you out from that funk, right? For that place where you feel bad and sad and stressed and everything, into a place where you actually can use your creativity and do something with it, right? and move forward. So motivational videos, whereas is with a guru, with a motivator, with religion, with spiritual information, with whatever it is that gets you going, that's the kind of motivational video you should watch, okay? My tool number two is education. So I know that you, just like me, have tons of courses and mini courses that you have purchased, right? Or follow people on YouTube that are very instructive, that have amazing information, right? And we just watch them from time to time, and we should actually make them part of our routine, right? Like, if you want to learn about something for your business, right, make the time 10 minutes a day, right, to take that little class, mini course, or watch that video that is going to teach you something, because again, it's going to get you in a different mindset. When you're learning, you start thinking differently, you start figuring out things for your business, you start getting creative, you start dreaming, and that's what we want. So that's an excellent tool, because you're not gonna only help you with your spirit, like how you feel, your attitude, but it's also gonna help your business. My next tool is keep your goals front and center. So a lot of people love doing those vision maps, right? And putting them on a board, on their wall or anything. Or some people like writing their goals down and just pasting them on a wall, or keep them close on their desk. And I love that, because you need to, you know, keep those things front and center, so you remember why you're doing what you're doing, right? Maybe you want to take your family to a vacation. Maybe you want to pay off your home. Maybe you want to buy a new car. Maybe all those things help you, you know, they give you the energy to keep on going. So it's really important, whether you have images in a vision board, or if you have them on your computer, or if you have them just a piece of paper or a post-it with your goals right next to your computer, that definitely helps. So I definitely recommend that. Okay. Number four, inspirational quotes. So have inspirational quotes all over the place, right? I love having them on my screen, in my computer, right? Or in your cell phone, right? Or I also love keeping quotes in the office. We have really cute and helpful ones in our Etsy store. Art prints that you can just purchase and download and frame them, and you can keep them in your office, and you can do an inspirational wall, and those are the quotes that are really going to help you in these moments, right? There's certain quotes, right, that we really, really love, and they mean a lot to us, and when we read them, it gives us the strength to keep on going. So definitely keep that in mind, okay? The number five, I would say, you know, limit your news consumption. So a lot of people, you know, they get home and they turn on the news to figure out what's happening, or maybe in the morning, which is even worse. And they keep that information just flowing. They keep either the radio on the whole time, and or they keep the TV going on while they cook or while they get ready and all of that. And I'm not saying don't get informed, of course. You make the time to read the news and figure out what's happening in the world. But then, you know, once you're informed, you need to change, right? You need to then either watch the motivational videos or start doing something else to change your mindset. Because even if you're not paying attention, because maybe you're cooking or you're cleaning or you're dealing with the kids, that stuff is in the back and going into your subconscious. And it's going to be impossible to feel happy and excited and productive and all of that with so much drama and information, negative information in your mind. So I'm not saying, again, not be informed, not to be informed and not dedicate some time, but just, you know, lock it. Like, say, okay, I'm gonna do this from this time to that time, and then I'm gonna switch. Don't let it linger, don't let it be there the whole day. A lot of people love having certain news channels in the background the whole day, even in the office. Not helpful at all, okay? My next one is help in any way you can. So I know that there's a lot of stuff happening in the world, and it creates a lot of anxiety and frustration, right? So try to figure out what you can do. Can you spread the message? and let people know what's going on so they can participate? Can you participate with a certain group that helps them directly? Can you donate to a charity? Can you take some action in particular that can help with the solution of the problem? So again, I'm not saying not to participate, right? I'm just saying dedicate some time to it and then dedicate time to what you need to do as well. So I believe that if you control the time that you spend with the news and that you can actually come up with something that you can do, whether it's donations or spreading the message or joining a local group, whatever it is that you can do to help the cause, it's gonna make you feel so much better. You're actually gonna help in the process, right? It's gonna have an impact. And it's also going to help your regular life, because you can stay in that state, right? My next one would be that when you get to the office, you detach, right? Or when you get to your workspace at home, detach. You already know what you're doing, right? You already watch the news, you already know what's going on. So now is the time to dedicate to your customers and to your business. And you're doing this for your family, for yourself, right? So take that time and detach from what's going on outside, so you're able to move forward, be creative, and be in a better state of mind, for sure. Okay, then my next tool is, I think, number 8, you should think about how you can help your mind. Okay, so your mind is, you know, living in this world with all this information and chaos around, right? And you need to do something to give a break to the mind. So whether that is breath work or maybe meditation or visualizations, you know, taking that time to step out of what's going on here and letting the mind breathe and be in a different place and be in a different frequency, that's gonna help tremendously. So even if it's a 5-minute meditation, for example, and maybe you need to do that 5-minute meditation throughout the day, right? Maybe you do it in the morning and then you get really stressed in the afternoon and you do it again, or maybe right before going to sleep. It doesn't matter how many times you need to do it, if it's gonna help you, or, you know, take a moment to breathe deeply for a minute or whatever it is to help the mind just go back to blank and start from scratch. That's gonna help tremendously. And then my tip number 9 would be help your body. So if you take care of your mind that way, what can you do for your body? Can you take a walk, go outside and get some sun, even if it's a 5-minute walk and the sun hits your face, right? Or are you gonna take a class or go to the gym? Whatever you need to do to move that energy in your body, so because you have emotions in your body and energy that is stuck there because of everything that you've been receiving and doing the whole day, so you have to move around and help your body, okay, to feel better. Then the next one and the last one, which is number 10, would be to help your spirit. Okay, so when I talk about spirit, I mean about, what do to relax, to have fun? You know, do you need to go out with your friends? Do you need to go on a date? Do you need to watch a funny movie? What do you need to lift your spirit, right? Because if we take care of the spirit, we take care of the mind, we take care of the body, you are going to feel so much better and you're going to be able to focus so much more in your business. So I don't know, these are things that really help me. And you know, you don't have to do them every day, all of them. Use the ones that work for you. Maybe me sharing this helps you figure out other ones that help you. A lot of people, you know, taking hobbies and doing creative work helps them detach. That's another excellent idea. Or watching comedy, right? Stand-up comedy, funny movies. Those are ways to relax and give that break to the mind, the body, and the spirit. So do whatever you need to do to get in that space, because the most important thing here is to be in a place where your mindset can help you move forward. And like I said, it's not about not participating in what's happening, you can. You just have to dedicate a certain amount of time, and you have to take a proactive approach, whether that is helping in a group or making a donation or joining a local group or spreading the message, whatever it is, so you can help and not just stay in that place where you're just worried and worried and worried and not doing anything, because you're not helping the cause and you're not helping your life either, your business or your customers. So I hope you found this helpful. If you have any comments or feedback or anything, please let us know. If you have a moment, please subscribe to the podcast to show your support. We're so happy to spend this time here with you. We'll keep recording podcast episodes for you. We actually have a lot of them. We've been receiving a lot of questions, so we're excited to start recording again and sending them your way. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening, and I will see you guys very soon. Bye, guys.